Mid-North Coast, it's Johnny Fabricchi and In Excess there, and Don't Change a Thing. Don't you change a thing. There we go. Morning, everybody. How are we? It's 5:09. It is Tuesday. It is the 25th day of September. Hope you had a good Monday. I certainly did. And, yeah, it was just all over the place yesterday, wasn't it? Great to see that little bit of rain, though. Not much in the inland areas. That was the only thing. But Coffs Harbour and Port Macquarie, both around 30 millimetres from sort of Sunday night. So that was good. But some of the inland areas only averaging about between 2 and 4 millimetres. Hopefully that changes today. They are talking about thunderstorms inland over the next 3 days in the inland area. So hopefully they drop something. At the moment, around Armidale it's raining, Coonabarabran, Tamworth, and also west of Kempsey, around Nowandock, the south west of Kempsey, near Nowandock, that it is raining there a bit this morning. So fingers crossed we still get a little bit more, a little bit more, a little bit more. It'd be great. Only about 20 degrees, though, again today, and partly cloudy. Nothing flash about the temperatures. By Thursday, it starts to really warm up to about 27, and Friday also around 27. Now, major news stories of the day. Apparently, Scott Morrison wants to create a new national day, separate from Australia Day, to honour and acknowledge the history of Indigenous Australians, but insists Australia Day must remain on January 26. Also, Bill Cosby is facing sentencing over a sexual assault, and the talk is whether he'll be given home detention or actual custodial sentence. So we'll wait and see when that story breaks later in the day today. Locally, I suppose the biggest news is the Coffs Harbour bypass and further details coming out about it. The Guardian and The Advocate reporting the bypass will actually cost $100 million a kilometre. Deputy Prime Minister Michael McCormack said the updated design not only made the $1.2 billion project more affordable, but increased the benefits for Coffs Harbour residents and roads users. Of course, it wings out to the west around Coffs. If you want to have a look at it, a display will be open. It's open now until October 26, and the community can see the display at information and feedback sessions at the Coffs Harbour Golf Course coming up on the 27th, which is Thursday, and October 13 and 18 about the bypass, which is sort of the last bit of the puzzle, really, isn't it, as far as the Mid-North Coast goes, to get us from the Coffs Coast to Sydney, just on dual lanes virtually all the way. Now, in sport, big news in the grand final, the Storm versus the Roosters tonight. Billy Slater goes up to the tribunal on the shoulder charge. Will he get off? Will he play? Oh, it's great theatre. And in the AFL, Tommy Mitchell, one of my Hawthorn Hawks, claimed the Brownlow medal. Lee and I are pretty happy about that. He's unbelievable, the amount of work he does. Tom Mitchell, incredible. Locally in sport, I can tell you tonight, round 3 of the Port Macquarie Association Summer Men's and Women's Competitions, with games at 5:45. And in golf, it's round 2 of the Veterans Championships at Port Macquarie today. So there you go. On the show, plenty happening as usual. Trackside at Triple M. We're having so much fun with this. Someone with their bestie is going to be off to the Super Cheap Auto Bathurst 1000. It is an amazing prize. Again today, we're going to give you a phrase. You've got to say it as many times as you can within 10 seconds, right, to make the final, which is a slot car race. That's happening on Friday. Christy and Jack are going to host that, and we'll play it back for you on the Triple M Brekkie Show around, I think it's about at 8:30. We'll play you who won. And a great call of the race that, well, stops a radio station. I'm going to say a nation, a radio station. It is Trackside with Triple M. Also, the Golden Grand Final ticket. We give that away this afternoon. Now, Jack's going to play that between 3 and 4. Only Triple M club members can win. It is just the prize of prizes if you're a rugby league fan. $1,000 on the birthday wheel. And if you're birthdaying today, you're sharing it with the likes of Heather Locklear, Will Smith and Catherine Zeta-Jones. And we're going to talk about some really great things happening this weekend. Long weekends are always great for community events. And we've got, the Back to Bonnie's event is on this weekend. We'll talk about that. Also, the Hot Rods arriving on the Nambucca for a week. Curry Fest in Woolgoolga. And the Holiday Monday, the Freddo Golf Club have got a fundraiser on for the Kempsey Riding for the Disabled Group. So there is so much on. We'll get through as much as we can today with your help. 132710. You can email midnorthcoast@triplem.com.au. Get as far the Facebook site or indeed our website, Triple M Mid North Coast. If you missed any part of the show, just go to my page and press catch up.
Strawny.
How much are your tickets?
For breakfast.
Cactus.com.au. The North Korean capital, Pyongyang, home of dear leader Kim Jong-un.
Hey, wife, my hairdresser just washed my hair.
Okay, dear leader, honey. The peasants are ready to give you a blow dry.
Okay, I'm ready. Hey, too cold. They should eat more chili. Hello, who is this? What do you want?
Hello, Mr. Dear Leader, sir. My name is Sanjay. How are you today?
Oh, not a cold set again.
How would you like to buy some life insurance? It is recommended for a man in your situation.
Oh, no, thank you. I got ballistic missile protection. Unless they explode on launch.
Well, how about a nice funeral plan? You will get 10% back after 1 year. And
oh, curse those damn Indian phone terrorists. That's the 8th insurance offer today. Hey, f*** off, curry pants. I'm having my dinner.
Hey, this is U.S. President Donald J. Dump.
Hey, you're the reason everyone think I need insurance.
You better believe it. This is not fake news. Trust me. If you don't abandon your nuclear weapons program, I will make North Korea great again by leveling it and putting up Trump Towers and casinos.
What? But then where will I live?
The question is irrelevant, because the name of this operation is Operation Revenge of Kim Jong's Relatives.
Oh, come on, there's no need to get personal.
This is your last warning. Destroy your nuclear weapons or get your next crappy haircut done in hell. Have a nice day.
Oh, boy, I think Mr. Donald underestimates North Korea.
Oh, yes, honey. Even the last rocket that exploded went over 300 meters.
Exactly. Oh, what do you want now, you round-eyed pig dog?
Hello, dear leader, sir. My name is Virat. I would like to talk about an insurance policy on your life.
Oh, I don't want no insurance!
No, not talk to you, sir. I would like to talk to your wife about the big policy she took out on your life yesterday.
Oh, my what? Hey, wife! This idiot on the phone says that you... Honey! Oh, now where did she go?
How green was my cactus for the Bonnie Hills Garden Centre and Cafe? Planning your spring garden? They have everything you need in stock now.
Triple M's fishing best bet.
Here he is, the man who's excited about the rain, the one and only Bluey Waters. Good morning, Bluey.
Good morning, Shorty.
Yeah, you got about 26 mils over the last couple of days, Bluey, so you're pretty pleased with that, with your fish?
Yes, that put a bit of spring in my step, and we saw some quality brim coming yesterday, so that's all we needed. Was that true? Brim up to 40, 45 centimetres long. Real good size fish.
That was interesting. Remember yesterday I was talking to you about seeing them at Manly, like where the ocean outfall used to be, but these days it's so clean, Bluey, it's beautiful. Someone told me that it takes about 7 years for a brim to grow up to legal size.
That's correct, yes. Yeah.
Isn't that amazing?
Yes. You wonder how they do it, don't you?
Yeah, survive that long, for that long.
And I'm amazed at how many quality brim we're catching on our breakwalls, close to our towns, where there's so many lights and so much traffic and noise, Incredible how they survive in those sort of situations.
Yeah, they're a great fish. They're a great fish, but they are definitely a slow grower, as they say.
Yep.
Now, what about today? Your winds out of the east-southeast, no real strength with them, mate. Only about 10 knots today. You've got your favourite rising tide up until about 8:30. The winds may go onshore easterlies later. Where do you think we should go?
Yeah, I was going to head out the beaches, but I'm looking at this cloud cover at the present moment. It's got a little bit of a stormy feeling about, so I think we might just head out the breakwalls this morning. We'll take a raincoat with us. We may have to don it, and we'll just try for a brim on mullet strips out of the breakwalls.
Okay, all right. Mullet strips, okay. Any club news?
Yes, I've got a result through from the Lauren Services Fishing Club. They had their monthly comp on the weekend. Didn't do too bad. Deep seas with boys were good. Snapper to 2 kilos. Sand flathead around the 1.2 kilos. They had kingfish to 5 kilos, bonito 1.2 kilos, beach and rockers did all right also, tarlin to 600 grams, drummer to 3 kilos, a few nice drummer weighed in there. They also had jewfish to 8 kilos, groper to 6 kilos, and of course some nice flathead around the 1 kilo mark, blackfish is 3/4 kilo, and brim, 800 grams, was the biggest.
Okie dokie. Given it's a long weekend, any clubs out, Bloomy, this weekend?
No, no clubs out at the end of the month, no clubs for the end of the month, so
we have
the weekend off.
I thought so.
Yeah.
And the weather doesn't look that flash. Apparently Friday is going to be very nice, Bluey, but Saturday, 50% chance of 5 millimetres, and Sunday 10 millimetres, Monday 10 millimetres as well. But the temperatures will get up to be about 27 on Friday. But once we get towards Saturday, 25, 21 for Sunday and 20 for Monday. Can you believe, you know, we're going to be in October and a top temperature of only 21 degrees on a holiday Monday. Can you believe it, Blue?
Yeah, it looks like we just turned around, came back and faced us,
hasn't it? Yeah, but hang on. What is the omen that you are pointing towards me, Bluey? It's funny that it's stormy around grand final time. Is that what you're saying, Bluey?
Well, it looks that way, doesn't it? You know?
No.
It's like those kooky characters where they have a storm over the top of the car.
Oh, no.
I think it's over the chook pen at the moment.
No, Dave, please, come on. Now, it was the Wacky Races, remember? It was
the creepy
coop used to always have a storm over it.
Yeah, well, I think it's over the chook pen at the moment. It's just hovering, you know.
Oh, no. Who was your favourite in the Wacky Races? I used to like the Arkansas Chuggabug. That was my favourite.
Yeah, I did too. Yeah, that was my favourite.
I thought you might like Peter Perfect. He was a race car driver, remember? He could never quite catch Penelope Pitstop. I think there was a bit going on there, Bluey.
I'll leave that to your imagination.
And also, of course, coming up after 7, more of Trackside with Triple M. Now, yesterday they had to say Peter Brock. Bluey. The winner set it 18 times in 10 seconds, and second place was 17. So there was only one Peter Brock between the two. How about that?
That's very good, isn't it? I've been talking to me Jason.
Have you? Jason. He can't say Taumalolo. Yeah, so you just say, if I said to you, say Jason Taumalolo, you say Jason. I would have to DQ you on that because it's not the name. You've got to give both the names.
Oh, do you?
You get a DQ from me on that one. Anyway, we're going to do it again after 7. And, of course, we put a post up on our Triple M Facebook site showing you, Bluey, the Sky Electric track, and the Bear's commented on it already. So he must be still trying to get through, the Bear.
All right.
Anyway, we'll see what happens after 7. And, you go up against another Triple M listener, we will give you a phrase. Yesterday it was Peter Brock. What will today's be? I'm not quite sure. Christy's away. Mr. Producer's young bloke, Caleb, coming in after 7 to give us the word and to put the stopwatch and indeed count the amount of times people can say it. And Friday, the big slot car race is on. And we'll give you that out of 8:30. We'll replay the little segment together and give you the winner of Triple M's Trackside at Triple M, then off to the Super Cheap Auto Bathurst 1000. It's terribly exciting this week, Bluey. And then, of course, next week it's on.
Yes, it is. Countdown starts.
Yeah. I was going to say, we've got a campsite to give away. You never lowered yourself to a campsite, did you? You always had a house when you went there.
Yeah, we'll get a farmhouse in the track.
Yeah. I love Bluey's talk on sleeping under the stars. What was your famous quote, Bluey?
I got no problems about sleeping under the stars as long as there's five or more of them.
Five of them. One of your best. All right. For the fishos today, you're liking it. There's a little bit of fresh in the water. There's a rising tide, and you're sending us out to the breakwalls.
Yeah, out to the breakwalls, cut up a bit of strip mullet, try for a nice quality brim.
Thank you, Bluey.
Cheers.
Triple M right across the Mid-North Coast and the $1,000 birthday wheel coming up after 8 on 131. Go away. Oh, I'm still getting people making funny faces at the window at me over Peter's call in the Trackside and Triple M competition this morning. It was a classic, absolute classic. Jay Barnes there, working class man. If you want to hear it, go to the Triple M Facebook site and you can catch up what Peter was like this morning. It was an absolute crack up, let me tell you. Let's have a look at what's on for Holiday Coast Credit Union. So much stuff happening this weekend, so many towns. It is their one big event, you know, for the year. And, let's start with Back to Bonnie's. That's on Friday through until Sunday. So much happening. The past... the present and the future, all on show at beautiful Bonnie Hills. And, of course, the art collection and the photos are going to be at the Surf Club. You can have a look at those from Friday, and they'll be displayed right across the weekend. Of course, great music with Ghost Road. We've got the surfing comp, lots of children's games. It's really going to be great. Back to Bonnie's on this weekend. Also, Curry Fest in Woolgoolga. They expect over 10,000 people to it. And we've got some of the greats from MasterChef, Ray Silver, Needy, also Valerie and Courtney from MasterChef are going to be there. And the Holiday Monday, the Freddo Golf Club, have got their fundraiser for the Kempsey Riding for the Disabled group on. It's $20 in, $5 of that goes straight towards Riding for the Disabled on the Mighty Maclay. And, of course, you're going to have a great day with lots of raffles and prizes, etc. That's what's on for Holiday Coast Credit Union here at Triple M.
Cam Smith, what a genius.
Oh, yeah, who will it be? This afternoon after three, the captain of the Triple M Club, Al Shield, makes the call. And anyone who's a Triple M Club member can win. Like Ross of Ballangri, who's ready to rock and roll to go to the GF. How are you, Ross?
G'day, Strawny. How are you going?
Terrific. Now, have you ever been to a grand final, Ross?
No, I've never been, mate, and I'd really love to go.
Okie dokie. Now, you've been married for 35 years. I'm assuming you're going to take your lovely wife.
If she behaves herself.
Oh, don't say that. Oh, Ross, please remember, you do have to go home tonight.
I don't think I'll be able to sneak away with her.
Oh, fantastic. Now, who do you go for in the NRL, Ross?
I'm a Tigers man.
Oh, you're going to hang on to Cleary.
In a world of hurt.
Yeah, in a world of hurt at the moment. But never mind. No, listen, Ross, do you reckon you could cope with this? Airfare's accommodation, right? They pick you up. They chauffeur you to the ground at ANZ. You sit through a five-course meal that is delivered to you. Unlimited drinks package while watching the mighty, mighty Roosters go up against the World Wrestling Federation. I mean, Melbourne. What do you reckon, Ross? Could you handle that?
Mate, I think that'd put me in the lifestyle to which I'm not accustomed.
Well,
I'd love it.
Best of luck this afternoon. Don't put your phone on silent after 3 o'clock this afternoon. Good luck, Ross.
Thanks, Strawny.
Good on you, buddy. All Triple M Club members are in the draw. Good luck this afternoon after three.
Strawny.
For breakfast.
The latest entertainment goss.
Brought to you by Southwest Rocks Country Club, the premier entertainment venue in the Maclay Valley.
Louis Theroux is back with a new series set to be released in November. Love Louis Theroux. And a new documentary about the late Amy Winehouse is being released also in November. Oh, from Survivor last night, and Monica stayed true to her new alliance with Brian, and Steve was marked as dead man walking, unable to cast a vote at the next two tribal councils. Much of his authority is now eliminated. Ooh, who will be our sole survivor?
Steve, you are dead man walking. If you survive until the final five, you will regain your vote. Until that time, you cannot vote. Go ahead and take a seat.
It's a rope guy now.
Triple M.
Triple M. Strawny for Brekkie. Yeah! Black Betty, the album mix of Ram Jam's absolute classic, originally written in back in the 1940s and 50s by Huddy Lebetter and the great Black Betty. It's 11 past 8, cloudy today. Still very dark and gloomy out there. If you're driving, please keep your lights on.
Triple M.
Birthday wheel. For 40 Wings, Port Macquarie. Wake up wonderful with a new bed from 40 Wings in the Port Home Zone.
Yeah, we say a very good morning to Susan. How are you this morning, Susan?
Very well, thank you.
That's the way. How are things on the Nambucca? Did you get any of that rain yesterday?
Yes, very, very wet.
Oh,
yeah.
That's good, that's good. And I know you've got the Hot Rods, I think, arriving for a week this week. It's always a great show, isn't it, the Dragons?
Wow, yeah, very good.
Yeah, yeah. I'd love one of those. I'd love an old Mustang. Have you ever had an old vintage car? Or a...
No. But I was in America earlier this year and I saw quite a few Mustangs.
Oh, yeah, aren't they? And they're cheap as chips over there, you know? Yeah. They really are. But anyway, I'm still not allowed to get one. We'll wait and see. Miracles could happen. All right. Yeah. Susan, what number are we looking for you on the wheel to give you $1,000?
Number 15, please.
Number 15. All right, Susan, here we go. Come on, number 15. Come on, number 15. It's going to be close.
Oh,
no. 17.
Oh, no.
Gee, I can't remember. What is going on there? Susan, I can't give you the cash, but end of the month is only a matter of days away, and that bloody daylight saving will be here. Before then, though, we do the big draw for the Triple M bag, jam-packed full of goodies. I've got your details, phone number. At the end of the month, we'll do that. Good luck in the draw.
Thank you very much.
Good on you, Susan. Good to talk to you. Okay, other birthdays today. We've got Dominic Peach of Kempsey's turning 20 today. Good on you, Dominic, from Nan, Gwen, Gramps, Mum and Dad, and all the siblings and staff at Macca's. Dominic, we want you to have a great day today, mate. And people like Dominic are sharing their birthdays with Heather Locklear, also Will Smith, Catherine Zeta-Jones and Michael Douglas. Now, they're married and they're also born on the same day, 25th of September. Have a great day.
We love our city.
Love living here.
Why would you want to live anywhere else?
It's just a good spot.
Love it.
Love the music you play.
I can always have a good laugh on my way to work.
Before we go to the news, phone ranger Michael, we love it when you guys ring in, let us know what's happening. Now, Michael, we've got a fire in Kempsey?
Yeah, West Kempsey, near the railway lines. It looks like the service station's on fire.
Holy dooly.
And there's a lot of diversions of traffic and that there, so if people dropping kids off at school, just they have a bit extra time.
Well, are emergency services there, Michael?
Yeah, certainly, mate. There's fire brigade and police have got diversion set up.
Okay, all right. Heading into West Kempsey near the railway line, the servo there on fire, and a lot of traffic mayhem, as you could imagine. Michael, thank you very much for that, mate. I hope everything's okay.
No worries, mate. Have a good day.
Okay, buddy. There you go, people. Michael telling us about the servo on fire in West Kempsey. Gee, give that a wide berth and make sure emergency services can get in and out there for mums and dads with kids trying to get to school, to and from school. Just be a little bit careful in that area.
The Mid-North Coast today. What's on for Holiday Coast Credit Union?
Yes, we have Caleb sitting in for Christy. And just a further clarification on the fire in West Kempsey. Looking at the photos and from further phone ranges, the fire is at the servo, but it's actually next door at the panel shop. So it's right on the border. If you look at it from side on, you'd be so worried that it's actually in the servo, but it is actually next to the servo at the panel shop. And thank you very much, Belinda. For that photo, and again, we hope everything is okay. But it's actually in the panel shop. It's adjoining, right on the obviously adjoining the servo there in West Kempsey. Now, Caleb, in amongst all that, sitting in for Christy, what's doing today, champion?
Well, firstly, we had a white ferret that's been lost in the Clifton area on Saturday. So
a what?
A white ferret.
Okay.
So if anyone has any information, please call up the station and let us know because we have a very upset family. We'd love to get their ferret back.
Okie dokie, fair enough.
So the Mid-North Coast Knitters Guild is meeting this morning at 10 a.m. at the Port Macquarie Library. The Bowerville Art Group meet at 9 a.m. at the racecourse today. Bar Capella, a charity sing-along choir, meet at the Settlers Inn at 7:30 p.m. And there are Zumba classes every Tuesday at the Valla Beach Tourist Park. Two sessions, the first one at 10 a.m. in the Woolshed. It's a great workout with slower paced music that gives low impact on the joints. And the second is at 6 p.m. in the large conference hall. Good fun, great workout with medium to high impact. The annual Archibald Prize is on show now at the Glasshouse. The prestigious and controversial, the Archibald Prize is Australia's foremost portraiture prize. Over the years, it has become a who's who of Australian culture, from politicians to celebrities, sporting heroes to artists.
Yeah, for sure, mate. Have you had a look?
I haven't, no. I need to.
Go and check it out. Do you like Arndt's show?
Yeah.
It's fantastic. One of his enormous paintings there. It's absolutely incredible. Check it out today. That's what's on. That is Caleb doing a great job for Christy for Holiday Coast Credit Union here at Triple M. Mid-North Coast, it is Trotty Fabricchi and the great split ends there. And that was my mistake, yes. That's it for us on the show for today. If you're in that West Kempsey area, please avoid the area of the servo just over the railway line. There's a fire in an adjacent building that's really, really close. So take care. Our thoughts are with emergency services. Hope it all ends okay. John Stanley for Ray After 9.